gonna lie, I feel like a bad motherfucker sometimes. I think I could fuck up like any old guy. I think I could, you know? Any old, at like 60 and above, I could handle, I think, you know?
Welcome to the Jordan Lear program. Welcome to the book report. Don't I look so fucking cool and interesting? I'm holding a short novel and I'm on the beach. No one's cooler than me, bitch. Why do you think I read all these books? I go to the ocean. So I'm sexy. Yeah, you like that? I am, aren't I? Ernest Hemingway, he was a sexy guy. He got married like 4 times. Tried banging some 19-year-old when he was with his wife. That's why he wrote this. Or something. No. He wrote some work that sucked and everyone bashed it. And then he wrote this in 8 weeks. The Old Man in the Sea. You see it? It's going to be me one day. The Old Man in the Sea. No one told you that this was going to be a shark movie, but it is. Let me tell you, the sharks are coming for that old man and anything he fucking has. Spoiler alert. We'll get to it. All right. Ernest. Kind of a weird name for a guy that was supposedly a drunk pimp. Mr. Hemingway. He was born in, like, 1899 or some shit. You hear those waves crashing? I am so cool. Fucking up my whole setup, and I'm going to get kicked out of this private property at any moment. Okay, this guy was born in, like, the late 1800s. I mean, the very tail end, so he can just squeeze it in there. And he wrote this shit in, like, 52. He got the Pulitzer Prize. He's a Pulitzer Prize winner. He won the Nobel Prize for Literature. Couple years after this, because of this, so it's supposedly a badass. What's that noise? Everyone's always doing construction if you want to fucking live at the beach. Everyone's always working on their dream house. He won the awards, and they like teach us shit in school. It's like the shit. I thought it was all right. I was telling my lady, I was like, dude, of course this is like the most badass thing in the world. Like, they just didn't have as many TV shows, they didn't have The Queen's Gambit to watch, you know? There's only so many things. Of course this is going to be the shit. Anyways, it's good. Here's the story of Ernest. No. We'll get to the story of Ernest. Toe tapper. Spoiler alert. This old man in the sea. He's old as fuck. It's Havana, Cuba. He loves fishing. That's all he does. That's what he does. I mean, you know, he fishes to eat, but that's what he does. Goes out with this. He's got a little helper. He's got a little intern, basically, unpaid. The boy goes out with him. However, this guy kind of sucks at fishing for a certain span of time. He goes 84, 86 days without catching shit. Didn't catch nothing. And the boy's family tells him, he's like, you can't fish with this guy anymore. He sucks. We're not saying you can't fish. It's just this old man, he's out of it, bro. Don't do it. So the old man goes out by himself, and he's like, fuck this shit. I'm going to catch some fucking fish. He's out there, and it's like, you know, this guy talks to himself a lot. He's out trying to catch fish. Okay, tell me if I'm wrong. He's killing dolphins in this. It talks about, like, before he catches his big fish, I think he's killing dolphins. It's talking about, ooh, I love the taste of dolphin. I don't know. He's pulling dolphins up to survive and shit. He's got little things. Anyways, finally catches a big motherfucker. Okay, and I think it's a marlin or a swordfish, okay? Very confusing. My grandpa caught a marlin once. Looks the same. It's got the sword. A lot of the times you think it's a swordfish, it's a marlin. I think it might be a marlin. Anyways, might be a swordfish. I don't know. He's got it, but the thing won't come up. So it's like pulling him like a fucking movie, which is funny. There's so many things in this that it's an asylum shark movie, and he says it's like realism. I don't know. So this thing is just pulling him for like a day. It is pulling his boat, his skiff. Ooh, you learn all sorts of different boat terms. I'm reading this fucking boat book, and most novels are about books. They really are. So I've read like 20 novels about books, and I didn't know what the parts of the boat were, so I learned. Okay? A skiff, it's like a small sailboat, baby. The stern, that's the ass end. Stern is back. Bow in the front, like your bow tie. Okay? Starboard is your right side of the boat. Starboard? Bird? Oh, fuck. I don't know. Should be a bird. Port is left. What else we got? The hull is the big fucking, the body of the boat, right? And then there's the brig. Take the soldier to the brig. Anyways. He catches this fish. The fish is pulling him forever, okay? He finally, after like 2 days, his like hand is giving out. He's trying to eat other fish while this thing is pulling him like a fucking movie, okay? And he finally pulls it on board, and I think he beats it over the head, because that's what you do to fish. He's got the fish. We're all good. We're in the clear. Wrong. This story's just getting fucking started, all right? He's trying to get back. He's on his way back. You know what comes? Sharks. Sharks are on their way, and these are like, these are sharks out of a Fast and Furious movie. They're jumping out of the water to take nibbles of his fucking fish. And they're fucking his fish up. And then he starts going, Jesus Christ, man. He goes fucking Jason Bourne on these motherfuckers. He grabs like a knife and puts it to his oar. He starts stabbing these sharks over the fucking head with it. It's like, this is a gory ass movie. This is some real shit. Honestly, I would say the way it's rated R. If they show the blood, if they just show him catching the fish and reeling it in, maybe having some trouble, going back getting some pussy, it's PG-13. But you include the knife going into the brain of the shark, this is an R-rated motherfucker. Anyways, this happens for like 2 days. Sharks are fucking after him, I think. Biting him, fuck his fish. His fish is all to hell, and he feels bad for the fish. He's like, tells him, he's like, sorry, dude, like, I'm sorry I fucking fucked you up for nothing, basically. I had to kill all these sharks. Anyways, he barely makes it back to Vanacuba. He pulls his boat up. He fucking strings up the skeleton, what's left, like there's the head left of his fish. He goes inside. He's pretty much half dead. And then everyone sees his badass fish. And, you know, they acknowledge his catch. They're like, you caught this badass shit, this bad. He's like, oh, they took it all. Take the rest of the fish head, do what you want with it. The boy's like, dude, mom and pops think you're a badass fisherman. We're back in business. The team's together. They're making plans. I mean, that's the end. I don't know. It was all right. It was pretty good. Okay. Is it the greatest book I've ever read? Roots touched me more. I'll say that. Roots touched me more. I don't know. This wasn't Count of Monte Cristo. This wasn't fucking revenge for a guy banging your wife. But this was good. The shark shit. Loved the shark shit. Maybe some more of a, I don't know. Ernest Hemingway shot himself in the end. he did Kurt Cobain. He toe-tapped him. He did that because you got to do the toe-tap. He toe-tapped. He shot himself. I don't know. What's that say? He's like in his 60s. He was probably close to dying anyways. He was a drunk. You gotta like that about a guy. Pimp playa. I can't get back past that. He went out to the foyer and he shot himself. His fucking wife found him. Boom. Kurt Cobain style. Who do you think of Ernest Hemingway when you hear that word? That name, Ernest. You think of a sweet old thing. You wouldn't realize that this book is filled with a guy strapping a knife to an oar and stabbing sharks in the brain with it. And then after he's done writing it and done getting some 19-year-old pussy, he's going to shoot himself with a shotgun. 127 pages. Light read. Shout out to LAPL. Always go there. It's been the Book Report. Bye.
Bring it. I'm down. Shut this thing off. Turn it off. Let's get some shit done. Let's fucking. I'm down, man. We're about like Viagra. Like, no, thank you. I am gonna read. I might even write a little. I don't know. I'm gonna see some things. Can't wait for this thing to shut the fuck off.